Hi, and welcome to NG Unplugged. My name is Noah Garcia, and I am unplugged. So today, I'd like to talk about value and leadership as it relates to each other. So, what do I mean when I talk about value? What is this whole thing about value? You know, there's, like I mentioned in the previous episode, there's so much noise in the world today. White noise. We're plugged into all kinds of things every day, every week, month, a year, that we forget about ourselves at times and the value that we have and the value that we see in each other. And so I think that is one of the problems in society today and in the world, that a lot of people don't see the value in each other, and then it creates chaos, issues, all kinds of stuff, whether it's in the workplace, in the personal life, wherever it may be. So let's talk about value today. When I talk about value, I'm talking about all that makes you you, who you are as an individual, your life experiences that you have, your skill set, your knowledge, your wisdom, all that you bring to the table, to the teams that you lead, to the families that you lead, to wherever you're at, the book clubs that you lead. So all of that is valuable, and sometimes that can get lost in the noise of being plugged into everything. So today, let's get unplugged. And let's focus on you, the value that you have. It doesn't matter if you're a young, up-and-coming leader. If you're an aspiring leader, you want to learn about leadership, how to be a leader. If you look back and reflect at your life and write down all the things that you've done, you've accomplished, your likes, your dislikes, your failures, your mistakes. If you look at all of that is valuable. Mistakes are valuable. Failures are valuable. All of the things that you've been through, good and bad, are valuable and have meaning and purpose for you, your life, the teams that you lead, and the direction you're going in your careers and in your life. If you're experienced, if you're running a Fortune 500 company, if you're an entrepreneur, you're out there, and you have all these years of experience, we can get caught up in all of that day-to-day grind and hustle and busyness that we forget about ourselves, the value. And so if we take a step back and you look at the experience, the skill sets, all that value that you're giving to your business, to your teams, to your entrepreneurship, all of that, if you see all of that, that's value. So why does value matter? It matters to you. Recognizing your value helps, gives you confidence and brings out the best in you. So let's talk a little bit about that. When we start reflecting on the value that we have, and you can see if you have resumes, print out your resume, look at your resume, and look at all your accomplishments, your experiences. If you don't have a resume, write it down on a piece of paper, all your experiences, your skill sets, your knowledge, your wisdom, your likes, your dislikes, and then on another side, write down your failures, your mistakes, your challenges, all of that, your struggles, because all of that together is valuable. You might say, well, no, I only have a little bit on my piece of paper or my resume, whereas somebody whose years of experience might have a long list. Regardless, both are valuable. So when you see that value and you're sharing that with others, it brings out confidence in you that, hey, I matter. I have this value, this skill set that hey, I can share with others, and I have this knowledge, these ideas, the insightfulness that I'm sharing with others. So you start building that confidence and gain that confidence as a leader. It also brings out the best in you, in that when you feel that value, you recognize the value that you have, and you're sharing it with others, that confidence starts feeding off and building, and that momentum. And so then you're bringing out the best in you, and you're sharing that with others. It matters to those that you lead. They see that value in you, and it builds their confidence in you as a leader. And so they might not see it immediately. Some of them might not even recognize it. Some might even be negative about it. But often the problem isn't with you, it's with them, through the filter, through the lens that they're interpreting your value. So they might not see it then, but eventually they will. Who do you share your value with? You share it with everybody, with those that you lead, your teams, your family, your friends, those you come in contact with. By sharing your value with everyone, you're building your confidence. You're bringing out the best in you. Don't just share your value with your teams that you lead at work, in your personal lives, because they all feed off of each other, and it carries over who you are as a person. So, share your value with the person at the coffee shop, the baristas, the people waiting in line with. They might say, hey, how's your day going? Oh, it's going great. I learned this today, or I recognize that. Share an insight, share an idea, share an experience, share a smile, share a hello. All of those, whether you realize it or not, are value, and all that builds toward your value as a leader. You're at work, you're leading your teams, and you're sharing a smile with them, and you're saying, hey, how are you doing today? Showing interest in them, and genuine interest, and then you begin to have a discussion, and you share a skill set, you share an insight, an idea, all of that value you're sharing. Now, like I said earlier, some of them might not see that right away. They might be having a bad day. They might be envious of you as a leader, or might be at odds with somebody at work, whatever the case may be, something in their personal life. Still continue to share that value with them, and recognize that the problem isn't with you, it's with them in that moment. And later on, they'll be in bed reflecting on the day, or weeks to come, or even months to come. They'll remember a conversation that you had with them, and that value you shared with them, and then they'll say, I should have taken his or her advice. Or maybe they will take that advice and implement it, take action on it at a future time. So when you share your value, realize that you're giving of yourself to others, and at the same time, don't expect anything in return for the value that you share. It's like you give and you give, and you might not even see it come to fruition in your lifetime. And that's where in the future I'm going to talk about leadership legacy, and how what you do now has an impact for future generations. And so you're giving your value today so that others can lead tomorrow. A lot that we're doing today as leaders are for future generations and for other up-and-coming leaders. So how do you share this value? I've hinted at it earlier. Share insights, share ideas, share your knowledge, your wisdom, your experiences. It's shared through mentoring, through coaching, guiding, empowering those that you lead with a genuine approach. Give them a lifeline, what I call leadership lifelines, that in a future episode we'll discuss more in depth. You know, as leaders, we help bring out the best in others. We help them increase their confidence. We guide them. We coach them in certain areas of their professional lives. And we help them come up with ideas. We help them take action on those ideas. We help them be better communicators. We help them see the value in themselves. But as leaders, when we're so caught up in the day-to-day tasks, the activities, the goals, the deadlines, the reports, the phone calls, the text messaging, the emails, lunch meetings, dinner meetings, we're so on the go when we're at home at night, checking up on emails, if we're looking at the latest news, whatever it may be that's got us plugged into all these things, we forget about our value. And so that impacts your team. And so when we're not as productive as we could be in bringing out the best in our teams, we're not as productive as we should be in bringing out the best value in our teams, if we don't see it in ourselves, if we're caught up in all these other things. And I'm not saying those things are not important. They are, to accomplish the, to meet the goals, to accomplish the mission of where you're at. But recognizing the value is important. So this is an overview about value and how I see it. In future episodes, we'll spin off on different as it relates to value. And we'll talk about how, if you've been through a horrendous situation at work, personally, and you feel like that value is just ripped apart from you, how you still have it. So stay tuned for that. Remember, value matters to you, it matters to those that you lead, and it matters to the leadership legacy you will leave for future generations. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. So subscribe to my channel, leave a comment down below, like or dislike, any and all comments are welcomed. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at my website, the podcast coming soon. And enjoy the rest of your time, your day, your week, your month, your year, and I'll see you soon.